A very good morning to you all and welcome to the beginning of the season of Lent. Today is Ash Wednesday. It is the 17th February 2021. Beginning this morning, I hope to carry you with me through a series of 40 Lenten reflections and prayers. Christians observe Ash Wednesday as the first of 40 days of Lent, when they will participate in fasting, prayer, and reflection. This is to symbolize the 40-day period of fasting and prayer Jesus served in the desert before his execution. Though Christians celebrate Ash Wednesday to symbolize the biblical story of Jesus entering the desert prior to his crucifixion, Ash Wednesday is not mentioned in the Bible. However, ashes are mentioned in the Bible as representing the dust which our bodies turn to following death. In Genesis 2:7, we read, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being." On Ash Wednesday, Christians acknowledge that they are human and children of God and ask for forgiveness for their sins from their Creator. During Lent, Christians are encouraged to make a commitment to prayer, charity and fasting, or self-denial. Many people make Lenten promises or resolutions to mark the importance of this holy season. With hope and grace, we welcome this season of repentance and renewal. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and so you forgive the sins of those that are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you welcome the sinner. Lord, have mercy. Christ Jesus, you heal the wounds of humankind. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, lead us in ways of your love and grace. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Our text for reflection this morning is 2 Peter 1 verse 2 to 11, and it's about Christian virtues that lead to growth. All of us human beings desire to grow and to progress in life, or to move from one level of success to another, partly because we are hardly satisfied with life the way it is. We want better health. We want to advance in knowledge and to earn bigger and more advanced degrees. We want a bigger paycheck, good and trustworthy relationships, and most especially as Christian people, we want to be closer to God. The season of Lent gives us the perfect opportunity to examine ourselves in the light of Christ's own determination to achieve what he had come into the world to do, and to seek ways of making better our own lives towards greater good. So how can we move from where we are to where we want to be? The Apostle Peter provides a clear practical advice on several steps that we need follow. But first, he states that God has already granted us the power that we need for our progress in life. His divine power has granted us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us to his own glory and excellence. According to Apostle Peter, we have a limitless power supply available to us. We have access to God's own power, a power that never runs out. God's limitless power is available to make us grow, and we can get this power through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. So we are powerful because of our connections with Almighty God. And then Peter goes on to give a list of Christian virtues in which we are to grow. He begins with faith. For Peter, faith is the conviction that what Jesus Christ says is true, and that we can commit ourselves to His promises and launch ourselves on His demands. It is the unquestioning certainty that the way to happiness and peace and strength on earth and in heaven is to accept Him at His word. And faith is the starting point for Christians who then want to become like the Master they believe in. Such faith leads automatically to Christ-like goodness. And then the second virtue is knowledge. That is information about Jesus Christ and what pleases Him. And it's about knowledge to decide rightly and to act honorably and efficiently in the day-to-day circumstances of our lives. Then there is self-control, the ability to take a grip of oneself and moderation with regard to good things. Then there is perseverance, the willingness to put up with tough times because of the promise of better times and days still to come. It's the voluntary and daily suffering of hard and difficult things for the sake of honor and usefulness. Dear friend, a good Christian perseveres. A good Christian perseveres and trusts that the Lord knows how to rescue His children from trials and difficulties. And there is godliness, which is a very practical awareness of God in every aspect of life. Our conduct of affairs must be guided by the principles of godliness. And then there is brotherly kindness. Because Christian faith covers our attitude not only to problems but also to people. Christians should have a quality of relationships which is demonstrably different and satisfying, demanding a high and new loyalty to God and to one another. And then the final ingredient or virtue we need for our growth is love. And we love all people, and not only those who love us, but even those who hate us. Because that is the only way to distinguish ourselves as Christians from non-Christians and to defeat the devil. As Martin Luther King Jr. rightly commented, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness, only light can do that." Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Here are at least seven virtues which the Apostle Peter prescribes as recipes for a good Christian life that leads to growth. Dear friend, I suspect that you are listening to me this morning in faith because there is some area of your life, and especially your Christian life, for which you desire so much to grow. And all of us need growth in several aspects of our lives. The beginning of the season of Lent is a good time to examine ourselves as we follow Jesus Christ in His sufferings and death upon the cross. It was by faith that Christ endured the pain and suffering that was inflicted on Him by human beings because of human sin. And if we would endure the difficulties and hardships of life, we need more than faith. We need all those rich virtues to accompany our faith. So let me ask you, is your faith good enough to hold on to God when things are rough and unexpectedly trying? when the prospect of a final cure for the current pandemic continues to elude our grasp? Is your faith in God still strong or the same? When other forms of sickness and pain and trouble continue in your life, is your faith still there? A strong faith gives you the ability to push through hard times, helps you to move in a new direction, to overcome fear, to help others who are struggling, and to enjoy an overall better quality of life. Is your faith doing that for you? Or are you one who is wavering in faith and can be moved at any time by a new ideology or some persons claiming to provide answers to problems that only God can do? Is your faith good enough? Maybe it is. But then, are you a good person? Peter says to faith, add goodness. Dear friends, our faith would show itself to others in active goodness. There are many people who talk a great deal of faith but exhibit in their lives none of the practical goodness which is indispensable to genuine Christian discipleship. Are you a good man or a good woman? And then Peter speaks of knowledge about the things of God, so that we may not be misled by the false teachers of our time, and then of self-control. And self-control means that we look at the world and its luxuries and value systems with some measure of alarm. We are not in this life to subscribe to the ideologies and fantasies and scientific experiments of this earthly life, or to accumulate wealth and material things, as some modern-day preachers teach. They feel no obligation to control the appetite for experiments, compromises, and wealth, or to obey Christ. Instead, they are found denying the sovereign Lord and his value system that can give abundant life. And then we are to persevere, to put up with tough times, because God has promised that there are better days ahead. We cannot have all our problems solved instantly, as some people claim in their teachings, but we can face the problems of life by rejoicing in hope, being patient in tribulation, and constant in prayer. And then we are to be godly, and finally, to love one another with that wonderful love of Christ. The hallmark of Christian maturity is not satisfaction with ourselves for having achieved the goal of eternal life. It is rather a growing dissatisfaction with our level of godliness. That is why we need add all those virtues to our faith in increasing measure, so that we become even more self-controlled, so that we persevere in our trials, and we love one another with the love of Christ. As we begin this season of Lent, may God grant us grace to seek out and make those rich virtues part of our Christian experience and for our own good. Let us be all the more eager to make our calling and election sure. For if we are faithful and good, if we practice self-control, if we persevere in our difficulties, if we are godly and kind and loving, we will never fall. And we will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
God, our Heavenly Father, you are calling us to come out of this world. We know that the hour is late and understand that those things which were once acceptable have now become worthless distractions, preoccupations, and a major detriment to us in our holy walk with you. Your Spirit is calling us to draw intimately closer to you and change our priorities to be focused heavenward. Help us to wholeheartedly seek your will, to repent and renounce everything that is not beneficial. We want everything to be done by your Holy Spirit in and through us, for your praise, your honor, and your glory. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. Amen.